Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, teen mental health is a real critical issue right now. Services, whether it is a county services or it is a social worker, they're being strained. I got a call yesterday from a mom and she said, Shaletta, there is a 2-year wait list on some of the services that I need for my daughter. Can you put in a call to somebody and see if we can get that time down? Because she really needs to see someone. And so, you know, these kids are going through a lot between COVID and coming out of that. Kids who are here in the Twin Cities witnessed the murder of George Floyd and then the unrest that followed that. And then, you know, we had the student who was stabbed to death in the classroom at Harding High School last year. There is so much going on. And you know, there's nobody you can call. Like, I want to call my mama and say, hey, I'm trying to help Andrew deal with the senior year. He missed out on his freshman year. I didn't let him go to school in the 10th grade, and he's struggling, you know, making friends and interacting because he was separated from, you know, the other kids at school. How did you handle it, mama, when the world shut down for 2 years and we couldn't go to school? There's no precedent for this. And so our kids are struggling. Because as parents, we're struggling. And I think a lot of times we forget that. I know I wasn't thinking about it. I'm like, look, if y'all look clean, the bills are paid, we didn't die, I didn't lose my job, and we got food, we ought to be good. And so I just kept asking myself, Angel, what is wrong with you? What is wrong? Boy, we are alive. We made it through the most deadly time of the pandemic, and we still here. Why are you? What are you so upset about? And then I start talking to other parents like, is your child upset? Is your child always mad and angry? What is going on? And they were like, yeah, I don't know. I can't reach him. I can't. And so there's an organization that is celebrating kids, that is clapping for children, especially our teens. And looking at Treehouse Hope and the work that they're doing in community, it made me change my focus and how I try to help my son. Instead of trying to provide instruction and, you know, make sure that I double down on rules and regulations, I start clapping. I start celebrating. I started honoring the small victories in his life. And I saw things change. I saw things turn around. And that's what our kids need. They need somebody to celebrate them. They need somebody to support them. And so I said, okay, let me find out more about Treehouse Hope because the work that they're doing in community, especially for our young people and how they're celebrating them, that is so admirable. And they've got an event coming up and on September the 23rd, and it gives all of us an opportunity to volunteer and get out there and clap for young people who may have never had anybody to clap for them. I mean, y'all think about it. How does it make us feel when somebody celebrates us? Mother's Day, birthdays, we shouldn't have to wait for a special occasion for somebody to say, good job. I don't know about y'all, but when the boss says good job, I give like 550%. So Treehouse Hope is having an event on the 23rd of this month. And they need some folks. They need some volunteers to tell teens, good job. We celebrate you. We see you. We honor you. We're clapping for you. And you can be a part of that. So to tell us more about it, Ja'Cory Soto with Treehouse Hope is right here. She is in the studio with her cute little pregnant self. Baby number two is on the way. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for being here. Thank you for letting us be here. So we have our Back to School Fall Blitz event Saturday, September 23rd. Our Treehouse teens will be taking over Nickelodeon Universe at the Mall of America on Saturday night to ride roller coasters and enjoy the amusement park exclusively for Treehouse teens. And we want as many teens as possible to enjoy the fun and community of Treehouse. And in that, we need a lot more adults to help at this event. So we're looking for individuals who have a heart for our teens. We are seeking people who can come and cheer the teens on as they're arriving, help with check-in, first aid assistance, monitoring the halls. But it is so important that our teens know that there are people in the community that find them so important. And it is a direct visual for our teens to see that those people care for them as they're going into the school year and overall. And so if you're interested to register as a volunteer, go to our website, treehousehope.org. That's treehouse.org, and click Get Involved at the top of the website and select Volunteer.
Okay, treehousehope.org, click on volunteer, and then you can sign up to be a part of this Fall Blitz on Saturday, September 23rd at Nickelodeon Universe. And, you know, this is a really good date night, you know, for young couples out there. This is a good date night for older couples out there that, you know what, instead of going to the movie and seeing The Equalizer or going out and spending money on dinner at Kincaid's, you and your boo or your bae can go over to the Mall of America and you can volunteer to clap for some kids. You can work the registration table. This is a great way to give back. And, you know, with you know, a lot of us, we're looking for ways. We're looking for opportunities, Ja'Cory. And this is one of those opportunities, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Treehouse Hope, for some of you, you're hearing about it for the first time. You're like, what is Treehouse Hope? I don't understand what's going on here. Well, we'll tell you exactly what this organization is and what they do for kids in our community next. Okay, I just got a couple of DMs and some emails from folks who say they need more information. They want to go to the event on September 23rd and volunteer to celebrate these young people as part of the Fall Blitz for Treehouse Hope, but they've never heard of Treehouse Hope, so they need to get more details. So I'm so glad Ja'Cory Soto is sticking around with us because I want to make sure they hear from the horse's mouth about Treehouse Hope. For some of my listeners, this is the first time they're hearing about the organization. So what is Treehouse Hope?
Yeah, Treehouse Hope is a faith-based nonprofit organization. We're on a mission to end hopelessness among our teens. So we were founded right here in the Twin Cities by a middle school teacher. He saw so many of his teens slipping through the cracks, and he wanted to help them either further outside of the classroom. And so he created safe and welcoming environments for high school and middle school teens to belong and build community so that they could feel supported and loved as themselves.
That is a beautiful mission. Now, how long have you all been in existence? How long has the organization been around?
Yeah, we've been around for 40 years.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. And so, you know, how do teens get signed up? Are they referred by the school or counselor or church group? Can they walk in off the street and say, I want to be a part of Treehouse Hope?
Yes. So most of our teens are connected through schools or referred by friends, family, word of mouth, the city, all of those things. If a teen is interested or a family member is interested in getting their teen connected, the easiest way is going to information@treehousehope.org and emailing us or giving us a call at 952-238-1010. And also getting connected on our website, which is treehousehope.org.
You know, I was in North Minneapolis Thanksgiving, and we were passing out baskets with Hy-Vee and some other organizations. And, you know, we passed out 350 Thanksgiving baskets. And when it was over, we were cleaning up and it got late. And I realized I was out of gas. And so I said, well, you know what? I'll just ride around and get some gas because I'm not going to make it back to Cottage Grove. That's a 35, 40 minute drive. And I remember riding around for almost 3 miles and I didn't see a gas station. I also didn't see a grocery store. I also didn't see a fast food restaurant. And I said, you know what else I don't see? Hope for these young people. I'm out in Cottage Grove. If my son gets ready to get a job, he's got Hy-Vee, he's got Cub Foods, he's got Culver's, he's got 7-8 other places, some retail stores. He can go to Kohl's. He can go any Walmart is there, Target is there. He has so many options right there where he can get to on his bicycle. These kids in North Minneapolis, they didn't have that. They still don't have that. Mm-hmm. And I see the hopelessness of our kids. And they say, well, you know, kids are just not doing, they're joining the gangs. And how are we going to get rid of the guns? Give them some hope. And that's what Treehouse Hope is doing.
Yes.
I love it. I love the mission. And, you know, for the same people who say things need to change, you know, back in my day, when I was that age, I never did this or I never did that. Well, now's the time you can do something about it. You want things to change? You can volunteer. Now, for those folks who can't make it to the Fall Blitz on the 23rd and cheer these kids on at Mall of America, be hall monitors, work the registration table, what other things can volunteers do at Treehouse Hope?
Yes, they can get involved in our core programming. So we have support groups where teens are able to practice vulnerability and support and speak into their feelings, and adults can come and volunteer and participate in that group and providing safe places for our teens to talk about what's really going on in their lives. And so even though that specific group is not therapy, it has proven to the teens that it's important and it's a positive impact for them. So individuals can get involved there. They can also get involved by being a mentor. Doing one-on-one mentoring has been a favorite part for Treehouse teens, as they have dedicated and consistent adults that care about them. And then we also, as a faith-based nonprofit, we want to implement faith. So in our Connect Nights, we get to talk about spiritual and personal life skills needed for our teens to grow.
And, you know, that is so important and special, because a lot of times when our kids are part of an organization and they are children of faith, they don't get to talk about it. They're discouraged from talking about it. But at Treehouse Hope, that is a part of the core programming. And I so appreciate that. And there are a lot of retired Sunday school teachers.
Yep.
There are a lot of retired church leaders, deacons, who are listening to this show, who listen and are faithful to this show, who always tell me, I'm so glad that you don't leave God out. I'm so glad. I love it when you talk about your faith. Well, you know what? Here's an opportunity for you to share your faith with these young people. Come on out, volunteer, sign up on the website. Now, for the volunteers, Ja'Cory, talk to me about that process. You go on treehousehope.org. You sign up to be a volunteer. What's next? Are you going to call us back? Is there a screening? How does that work? Do you find a best fit for us as volunteers based on our skills? Or do you give us a list and we get to pick? How does that work?
Yeah. So if you're interested, you can go to our website, treehousehope.org, click Get Involved, and select the Volunteer tab. In that, you can sign up for our virtual information meeting. And through that process of signing up, we do have a volunteer application. We do call and email you to make sure you get connected with us. We want this experience to empower you as well and encourage you as well. And so being in a volunteer position that inspires you, so you get to select those volunteer opportunities.
Oh, that is amazing. And it's as easy as that, you know, and it's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some giving up of your time. But if you want to be see change, you got to be change. You can't expect to just sit around and talk about how things are horrible and back in your day and you never did anything like this as a kid, and then not have an opportunity like being a volunteer at Treehouse Hope, where, you know, this Saturday you can do something, next Saturday, the 23rd, you can do something as simple as clap for kids as they walk into the Mall of America. You can do something as easy as work the registration table at the Mall of America. Seeing a person smiling for you makes all the difference in the world. My son Brandon was stuttering, had severe autism, and would not try new things. We went down to Texas. He saw Let's Go Brandon flags. He thought people were cheering for him. This boy stopped stuttering. He jumped on a bike, and he learned how to swim. Just because he thought an RV park full of people was celebrating him. Imagine what these kids in our community could do if you celebrated them. So think about signing up. Make it a date night. Treehouse Hope Fall Blitz, September 23rd at the Mall of America. Before, you can go have some dinner. Get on down there at Nickelodeon Universe, take your post, and clap for these kids. Ja'Cory Soto, thank you so much for being here with me.
It's an honor. Thanks for having us.
With your cute pregnant self,
yes.
Girl. Oh, my gosh. Just adorable. Okay, she took some pictures. She's going to be posting them on her social media channels. So y'all make sure to look out for that. And look out for the next 2 hours of the Shaletta Show.